Good morning. I'd like to call your attention to the back page of the white insert in here. Next Saturday morning, 9:30 on, we're going to be painting this entire back wing here, being all the classrooms and the adult lounge. So I'd like to put out a plea for anybody who can help, so everybody won't be here all day. So I'll take anything, hour, 2 hours, whatever you can muster. And I should have the supplies in here early in the week, so if working during the week suits you better, contact me. And if you've got any questions, also contact me. Thank you.
Last week, 32 youth and adults were part of the Gates Presbyterian Church Senior High Mission Team. Now you can recognize us because we all have the same shirt on. But I have a question first. Do you remember? Oops, I'm throwing money. Do you remember these fish banks? Do you remember how our children spent Lent filling them with pennies and dimes and nickels and quarters? And do you remember how they echoed through the sanctuary when the children shook them on Palm Sunday? Well, this week, the senior high mission team learned that they also echo hope throughout our world. The fish banks are part of the One Great Hour of Sharing offering, and it is through this offering that the Presbyterian Disaster Assistance Projects are funded. This week, our GBC mission team worked on a Presbyterian Disaster Assistance Project in Johnson City, New York. For in September of 2011, Hurricane Lee made its devastating journey through the Susquehanna River Valley, and it resulted in record-breaking floods. The water levels of this area were 17 feet above flood stage. And in the Binghamton and Johnson City area, 20,000 people had to evacuate their homes. And when all was said and done, the damages in Broome County alone were over $513 million. The Presbyterian Church of Johnson City leaped into action. Within 24 hours of the flooding, the congregation began feeding displaced people in their parking lot. Eventually, they became a Presbyterian disaster assistance site. They reconstructed their church building so that they could house work teams from all over the country who wanted to help this area. And for 2 years, teams have come to help homeowners reclaim their homes as well as reclaim their lives. And last week, we, the senior high mission team, were privileged to be part of their efforts. We just returned yesterday, so we're a bit tired, but we are very eager to share our stories with you. So let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Thank you. Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. This is God's world. To us is given a vision of nations and races, lands and people joined together in love. For we are God's builders, using God's divine blueprint. We want to be builders of systems that reflects God's design for the creation. Let us worship the Creator of all.
God is compassionate and forgives us always. Please join me for the prayer of confession. God, Creator, Creator God, you have called us to be your carpenters on earth, to build a world where peace and justice reign. We confess that sometimes we are too busy to react. We become concerned with acquiring goods rather than doing good. Forgive us, O God, and help us to embrace your gifts of forgiveness, courage, compassion, faith, creativity, and spirit. We want to be your hands and feet on earth, filling your world and reflect silent love. God, we ask to hear your silent prayers of confession. Amen.
The good news in Christ is that when we face ourselves and God with the awareness of our need, we are given grace to grow and courage to continue.
Praise be to God.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So this week we went on a work project and we used many different tools. Let's see. For example, does anyone know what this is? Sandpaper. Do you know what we use it for? Taking old paint off, that's a good one. Well, it also smooths rough edges, just like God forgives us and gets rid of our sins. How about this tool? Graham. It's a hammer. Do you know what it does? You can take nails out, yes. And you can also build things, just like compassion can build up others and encourage them.
Who knows what this is?
It's a nail. Good job. What does a nail do? It keeps things together. Good job.
A nail holds things together just like your faith holds your life together. What about this? Do you guys know what this is? A level. Good job. What does a level do?
Straight.
Yeah, you can see if it's straight. It keeps things straight just like our courage keeps you calm and level.
Does anybody know what this is? Yeah. So what do you guys use a paintbrush for? Yeah, you can paint things. Which helps... Yeah, you can use white paint. And you can use a paintbrush to make things look new and be creative and make new things.
All right, guys, last one. What's this?
The big thing.
Yeah, toolbox.
What does the toolbox do?
Right. A toolbox holds the tools we need. And you know what? We are all a part of God's toolbox, and God uses us to build things in His image. Can we all pray together? Dear God, forgive us. And thank you for giving us the tools we need to help others. Help us to use these tools to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can go back to your families.
Indeed, I think you will agree with me. This has been a very exciting summer for Gates Presbyterian Church, doing mission all over the world. On Saturday, yet another mission team goes out to Jamaica. And so we'd like to commission those participants. And I invite Mary Headley, who has worked tirelessly on the basic school project, to lead this commissioning, and Jessica Berkovich. Those going on the trip, please come forward. Christine Schott, Terry Call, Bob Binko, Anne-Marie Sims, Osmond Sims, Tammy Tackling, Debbie Frank, Mark Frank, Michelle Bartel, Melissa DeRuja, Tammy Pannone, and Craig McKeel.
On Saturday, you begin your journey to Jamaica, where you will participate in partnership between Gates Presbyterian and the United Church of Jamaica. Together, these two congregations have enlarged and renovated the Green Island Basic School. A new classroom, indoor bathrooms, a principal's office, among other things, have already been constructed. You will do the finishing work for this school. Your work will enable the educators of the Green Island Basic School to welcome children into their classrooms when the school year begins. Do you accept this work, understanding it as an expression of your love for God and for God's people? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
As you work on the school building, you will also open your heart to the people of the Green Island community, continuing to build the partnership between Gates Presbyterian and Green Island United Church of Jamaica. If you're willing, please say, I will.
I will.
Do you promise to serve in cooperation with your mission colleagues? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Last week on our mission work project, our work was challenging. However, God gave us sacred tools for the work, such as strength, courage, and creativity. We would like to give you this hammer for your work as a symbol of the way we can all hammer out divisions between races, cultures, and generations when we work in God's name and rely on God's gifts. Use it to do God's work in Green Island, Jamaica.
Members of Gates Presbyterian Church, will you pray for these mission travelers as they travel and seek to serve God? If so, please say, I will. Let us pray together. O God, who calls us to service, we pray for the Jamaica mission team. Keep them safe in their travels. Focus them on their purpose. Energize them for their work. Help them to experience you in the partnership we have with the Green Island United Church of Jamaica. Amen.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Ooh. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, sing all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Now I have a hammer and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice, it's a bell of freedom, it's a song about the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. It's a hammer of justice, it's a bell of freedom, it's a song about the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
The first reading of the word is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
The second reading of the word is from 1 Corinthians. We are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building.
Good morning. During this past week in Johnson City, we helped many people through the Word of God. After the floods, many people were devastated by the look of their yards and the damage of their home. Through the Word of God, we were able to help rebuild their homes and yards using the tools of God. One man, Mark, said we had restored the faith of youth. That's one of the tools, faith. We had faith that we would be able to help these people restore their homes and say these magic words. Can I help you? Can I help you? Apparently we could. On Monday, Mark, Linda, and all the others we helped this week look out the window and said to themselves, how am I going to get this done? Where will I find the time? When we came, they were so grateful that we could get it done. None of them could have done it themselves. Excuse me. When we came, they felt relieved. They could look at their backyard and say, my yard is the best it's looked. I can live with this. Another tool we used was compassion. We were very compassionate to these people. We healed their holes of defeat by filling them with compassion. We helped them We helped them back on their feet and filled them with hope. Hope that they can move on without thinking that there was no way they could move on after such a disaster. They felt better and can stand living in such an environment. God helped us move along this week, and as his servants, we help people through the name of God.
This is my first senior high work project that I have ever done. It was very fun. This is an opportunity to help people in a way that will remind them every time they look in their backyard and see what we've done. Before, they had a reminder of the flood that devastated their lives, and now they can look back and see a reminder that society has not forgotten about them and that people still care. God gave us tools to do this work for people. He gave us courage, compassion, and the ability to use our imagination to help other people. I also brought some tools of my own that were able to help me, like power tools. Those also worked very well. Upon arrival at our second house of the week, we saw flood damage on only one wall of the inside of their garage. This is because another church crew came along and was remodeling the entire inside of their house. We took the backyard and saw a very large sinkhole-like thing that was their pool. You would think that a pool would be the one thing that can survive a flood, but it did not do so well. It was fiberglass walls that you had to cut apart and use a face mask because it would slice you up if you would breathe it in. My experience with fiberglass has not always been great, but I figured it'd be soft, and it is not. You can build a race car out of that. This is our opportunity to help out our neighbor using the tools God has provided us, and I think we did a pretty good job. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Alyssa Birkbeck. This year's Johnson City Work Project was sadly my last summer work project. Last week's theme was called God's Toolbox. Throughout the week, we talked about the tools God gives us, like faith, creativity, forgiveness, courage, and compassion. I'm not sure I would have made it through the week without these tools. I was part of a group who helped out an elderly man affected by the flood. His name was George. We tore down 3 sets of stairs and a deck ruined by the flood. We then rebuilt 3 sets of stairs with railings, and we were able to build most of the deck. One of the most rewarding things was seeing the smile on George's face throughout the week and knowing we helped restore his faith that even after 2 years, things can and will get better. The creativity of my friends and the great advisors are what makes work projects fun and interesting. Without courage and pointers from Bill, I would have never been able to use the various tools we needed to build. It was empowering to know that I was capable of using the tools correctly and effectively. However, the most important tool for me this week was not one mentioned during the group lessons. For me, the most important tool we used was community. I was surrounded all week by people who were always encouraging and supporting me. It was a great feeling to be needed and loved by such an amazing group of people. I am very grateful for the people I've met and for the people I've been able to help. God gives us these special tools that we can use to get through life's difficulties while helping others along the way.
Hi, my name is Josh Binko, and this was my senior year summer work project. We went to Johnson City to help out for flood recovery. This work project was a great experience. I could tell you all about everything we did in every little detail, but I'd like to talk about something more important to me. The people, more specifically, the advisors and the youth. I see these people as more than a group. I see them as a family. The advisors have been with me for all 4 of my work projects and my soon-to-come Jamaica project. These 4 years, I have grown closer and closer to these great people, and I have also grown closer to my fellow youth. This being my senior year, I had more responsibilities in this church family. We picked freshman buddies. Freshman buddies are freshmen we pick to help out and to make sure that they need anything, we can help them with it. excuse me. Just like an older sibling would do, and I've grown closer to these freshmen and the other youth. I would help them in whichever way I could. For instance, if we were working at a job site and I saw a freshman or an underclassman doing something that they weren't really enjoying, I'd switch jobs with them to make sure they were doing something happy and they weren't in a bad mood. I have had my hard times on this summer projects too, and the incredible advisors and youth were always so supportive and always were there for me. I love this group of people so much. I love this group of people because they are my family, and it goes past the youth group. It goes to the congregation, too. All of you praying for us really made the work project even better, knowing that back home we have a church family praying for us. Your prayers truly helped. Without them, I might not have all my fingers, as I was working with a reciprocating saw most of the week. There were 5 main themes this week, or God's toolbox. God's toolbox includes forgiveness, faith, compassion, courage, and creativity. Your prayers helped me to use each one in the way that God wants them to be used. Forgiveness was used this trip as the week progresses. The mix of being sore, tired, sleepy, and around each other way too much often mixes into some drama. Luckily, when any conflict occurred, we were able to forgive each other. We, being a family, helped us to be more forgiving of each other. Faith was also a big part of this trip. Every night, we would have group and talk about our faith so we could grow as Christians. Compassion was also another main part of this trip. I mean, one of the main reasons we went on this trip was compassion. We showed compassion by finishing ramps for the handicapped, helping tear down an in-ground pool that was damaged in the flood, which was not an easy task. As you'd think fiberglass, something with glass in it, would be not that tough, it's the opposite. It's very tough. And by helping a farm that donated to the less fortunate. I used courage on this trip as well, like every time I used a reciprocating saw, because that really was scary. And I used creativity this week. I put in my own ideas and came up with ways to help make our projects less... I really couldn't have done this without all my church family. It was especially hard, as this is my last summer work project, which, I won't lie, makes me pretty sad. But I have all of you, my family, to help me and to be by my side in the good times and the bad. Thank you for this opportunity. I love you all.
Hi, I'm Alex. On this year's work project, I learned many things. Of those, one is that volunteering offers a beacon of community and hope for damaged people, and brings hope to troubled people as well. Another is that with the proper tools, anything is possible. Johnson City is a place deteriorating of community and spirit. It's a place where flood, and not only the flood, also failed industry has severely damaged its people. A once flourishing place, I saw despair on the faces of the people walking down the street. Trash and litter everywhere. But as GPC came in, we were able to help bring hope back in these people's lives. Simple things such as cleaning up yards, building steps, and other simple things that we did on the work project helped to leave not only permanent things in people's homes, but also left the spark of ascension and hope into the twinkling eyes of the people. How did we bring hope? Well, we used God's toolbox. Faith, courage, and compassion, as well as other words, were in these toolbox. We use faith as a nail to hold together new foundations. We use compassion like a hammer to pound in hope and flip it on the forked side to forgive mistakes. What makes the elephant charge its tusk in the misty mist of the dusky dusk? Courage, of course. Use it as a level, being brave by digging through those menacing rocks. And it takes a lot to get that bubble lined up correctly. In order to make a great product, the proper tools are needed to do a quality job. I have seen the toolbox of God in Adams, Worthington, and now in Johnson City. The toolbox traveled each day to help build decks, steps, clear overgrown forest, and more importantly, raise the morale of these people affected by the devastating flood. With a proper toolbox, we can act as God's servants and bring hope and change lives.
Senior year, one last summer work project. A bittersweet experience for sure. Over the past week, I truly felt like a lumberjack, removing what seemed to be forests and jungles in people's backyards. But I'm not going to stand up here and give you a detailed description of every minute of every day. No, that would be extremely boring and distasteful. What I am going to do is describe to you how I truly felt like a tool of our Lord throughout this past week. Our theme for this week was God's toolbox. And during these past, and being a servant of God. While working throughout this week, I realized being servants of God without faith is not easy. Heck, it's almost impossible. Faith is one of the many tools given to us by God. Faith is a complex thing to understand. I mean, with people being so different as themselves, how can anyone come together to worship and believe in the same thing? But that's what's great about faith. It brings us together as one and strengthens us as people and makes us stronger than we would be on our own. It is a journey for us as an individual, as well as a journey for us as a community of faith. God allowed me to truly recognize this fact during the work with the trees I previously mentioned. A tree by itself is not so strong, similar to a human without faith. However, when the trees become intertwined with vines and branches and roots, the tree becomes stronger. This is similar to when a human becomes intertwined with our loving God. The individual is strengthened, as are the people around it. We can learn to use these tools that God gives us to serve Him, not just this past week, but through our whole lives. And I can tell you from experience, when you serve God through faith, He will truly serve you back. He can present you with situations that may seem impossible to overcome or confusing to you at that time. But that is why He blesses us with faith, so that we may turn to Him for support in those times and fight through the challenges and obstacles that He presents us. I know this to be true.
Amen.
Good morning. I'm Evelyn Sclair, and I would like to first of all thank God and then thank our church family for my mother's presence here today. She, a few weeks ago, had a fall and fractured her pelvis and was in hospital for a couple of weeks, and fortunately is progressing beautifully. So good to see you here.
Bob Inko, prayer of healing for my dad. He severely crushed one of his fingers, and as the doctor said, had to have it shortened. So prayers for no infections and for healing. Thank you.
Tam Andulovsky, as some of you know from my Facebook post, my brother Eric, who lives in Georgia, was severely injured last weekend in an ATV accident. He broke 3 vertebrae in his neck, but... through prayer and the miraculous technology of safety equipment, he actually has not suffered any permanent paralysis. He is still in a lot of pain. He is braced. He'll be consulting with a neurosurgeon this week because there is a bone chip that's dislodged in his neck. But your prayers and your concern has been greatly appreciated, and I ask for continued prayers for his healing. Thank you.
Linda Sidori, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for the wonderful youth who serve our congregation and others. We are blessed. And second, I'd like to ask for prayers for our family. My father-in-law was just diagnosed with late-stage Alzheimer's, and so we ask for prayers as we navigate through this.
Good morning. Cheryl Taylor. I just want to welcome Jill back from Orlando. It's always great when she comes up during the summer to visit us. So please say hello to her after the service.
Carrie Dykes, I'd just like to ask for prayers for my girlfriend Amy, who lost her job at Bausch & Lomb last week.
Bonnie Beckett, and I would like to tell all of you of a joy. Linda and her two boys and their friend reached Greenville, Tennessee around 11 o'clock last Sunday evening, but they were safe. And Whit reached the work project, and he was safe.
Walt Priestley, I would like to ask for prayers for both of my sisters. My youngest sister is going through another bout of radiation for bladder cancer. And my sister Carol was involved in an automobile accident earlier this week. Has several crushed ribs and a fractured kneecap. And probably going to be laid up for probably 12 weeks.
Andrea Unson, I'd like to ask for prayers for Todd Esposito and his family. He's a teacher at Gates Shiloh. He lost his father this last week, so prayers for him.
Let us pray. Generous God, giver of all, we come to you this morning thanking you, for we know your toolbox for us is overflowing with life tools that enable us to be caring, loving people. Our heart cries when we see the struggles of people who are both near and far, and we yearn to be your helpful servants. This morning, we give you thanks for the safe return of our senior high mission team. May their mission experiences energize them to continue to bring hope into places of despair. And we give you thanks for the youth of this trip who care deeply about your people. And we lift up and thank you for the advising adults whose compassion filled the trip with kindness and faithfulness. And we pray for those in Johnson City who continue to suffer from the devastation of floods, and we praise you for the First Presbyterian Church in Johnson City, for their hospitality truly reflects the hospitality of Christ. Oh God, we rejoice that our summer at GPC has been filled with many sacred learning experiences. And today we pray for our Jamaican mission team. May they know the power of global Christian partnership. May they experience the joy of serving in your name.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Nathan, we're going to give you a break. We have a flag show, all right? And I invite others to bring their gifts forward.
Let us pray. Loving God, you give us so much. In thanksgiving, we bring to you our resources. Guide us to places in which we can use them to hammer out injustice and hammer in peace. Amen.
Go into the world as servants of God, for we are given a blueprint where peace and justice reign.
And let us reverently go into the world with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you.
How's your summer?
What we do is